Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 26th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is preparing these messages with the goal of encouraging and instructing the Scriptures. Let's make a quick note here in our podcast. We're in the Smoky Mountains. We'll mention that. And our delivery will probably be somewhat sporadic this week due to some challenges we're having with the internet here in our hotel room and working with one computer, but we wanted to get this message out. It's titled, Only What God Says. It's based on a scripture text from 2 Chronicles 18, verse 13.
But Micaiah said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says.
Years ago, we had a quote that hung in a banner in a youth room in our church in England. It stated, what's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular. Well, more to the point, could be a wording that states, what's popular in the world is usually not right for those seeking to please God. And what's right for those who seek to please God is usually not popular in the world. This is an issue that others have faced in previous generations. That many of the biblical giants were not popular in their time.
When we think of prophets in the Bible, we likely first consider those who have books named after them. But there were other great prophets, such as Elijah, Elisha, Nathan, and many others. One of the lesser known is a prophet by the name of Micaiah, and we assume that's how you pronounce it because it's spelled similar to Isaiah. His story is told in parallel accounts in 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 18. He was a prophet to the apostate northern kingdom and was known for telling his life it is. People like that may not be popular in their time, but their boldness is sorely needed for their generation. Their words and actions may not just be for their time, but may affect many other generations as well.
Jehoshaphat was king of the southern kingdom, Judah, and Ahab was king of the northern kingdom. And they had entered into an ungodly alliance and were preparing for an attack. Jehoshaphat had agreed to proceed, but then remembered that he should seek the will of the Lord. His charge-ahead attitude got ahead of Moses' command, which states in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, listen to his voice and hold fast to him.
Well, King Ahab got together 400 prophets that assured them of victory in battle. News of victory surely was a sign that God was in it. But Jehoshaphat, on the face of such news, detected that these were false prophets. Exercising discernment, he asked, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? Well, for Jehoshaphat, the untampered truth was more important than false assurance. Indeed, there was a prophet of the Lord, but Ahab did not want to consult him. It seems even Ahab had some discernment, but tried to ignore it, hoping to get his voice.
His response is like many who don't want to hear what God says. They gathered around him those who said what he wanted to hear. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament warned in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine, instead to suit their own desires. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. I think we live in such a time as well.
Well, Ahab probably spoke just about the whisper, through clenched teeth and finally revealed. There is still one man through whom we can inquire the Lord. And surely his eyes were full of deadly venom as he went on to confess, I hate him, because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah. So Micaiah was called and pressured by the messenger to give a prophetic word agreeable to the other 400. He told Micaiah, look, all the prophets are promising victory for the king. Be sure that you agree with them and promise success.
But Micaiah didn't succumb to the messenger's ungodly counsel. He reasoned that kings on earth do not have the same authority as the King of Heaven. His response, although an obscure portion of the Bible, is one of the greatest statements of faith and acts of obedience in the entire scriptures. It's our daily text today. Surely as the Lord lives, I can only tell of what my God says. Today we need to take some lessons from Micaiah. He didn't go along with the crowd just to accommodate others' ideology, even though they represented great authority on earth. Our counsel and lifestyle must reflect the principles set forth in the Holy Scripture, not the ever-changing values and evolving definitions presented in our present society.
Let's pray. Father, we pray for Holy Spirit power to enable us to give godly counsel based upon your inerrant and unchanging Scripture. It is not from the media, current polls, or popular personalities that we form our opinions. We acknowledge that Satan is the god of this age, plotting to confuse, distort, and mislead. Our confidence is firmly established in the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make us wise for salvation. They inspire, teach, convict, correct, comfort, and model for us the way we are to live our earthly life. May we never sugarcoat your commands because we want to please others who differ with your authority. We want to honor your word in all we say and do. As we look in the mirror of truth, help it to reflect this godly intent. If the reflection shows otherwise, help us to make the necessary changes in accordance with your word. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A little bit longer message than we probably initially intended today, but we did prepare this on the road, and you might have heard, I think the tonal quality is not what it sounds like at home, and I don't know how to change that. I think we both made a few mistakes in our reading today, but well, Brooksie's looking at me like she did. We're both looking at a mirror right now, which is unusual. It is a challenge to prepare these messages on the road. Let me say again that it is our custom to daily prepare messages, thus the main daily encouragement method. I think we'll be a little sporadic this week. My sister's coming in to visit for a couple of days, and I don't think we'll want to hang around the hotel room until 1 or 2 o'clock when we're down here. And we do have some photos up today of our trip thus far, primarily photos taken along the beautiful Blue Ridge Parkway. We also have a couple of songs that we feel relate to the message, all songs that really extol the word of the Lord, a song that we sang in our church on Sunday called Speak, O Lord, and then a song, and we'll hear third, Word of God Speak in Ancient Words. All three of these are available as a link to a YouTube video. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, October 26, 2010. So once again, as we end the challenge today, may we, like this rather obscure prophet, Micaiah, Isaiah, yeah, that's hard to say, may those four words be true when we are called to speak out for God, and that is to say only what God says.